From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Consumers still aren't completely sold on the economy. The Conference Board, a private research group, says its gauge fell more than economists expected to 52.5% in December, but Danielle Carson reports some analysts are not alarmed.
Last month, Americans were feeling better about the economy, their jobs, and personal wealth. And in the past several days, shoppers have been crowding the malls and indulging in post-holiday purchases. Even so, the survey shows they're more pessimistic now. But Lynn Franco, the board's director of consumer research, isn't worried about the slightly gloomier outlook.
There's nothing coming out of this report that tells us the economy is headed for trouble or that consumers are going to retrench and suddenly stop spending. So everything is sort of continuing at a moderate pace, and I think this falls in line with that.
Franco expects consumer confidence will grow stronger next year, especially when the $800-plus billion in tax cuts puts more cash into people's wallets. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
MasterCard Advisor's Spending Pulse, which tracks all transactions, confirms consumers were in the mood to spend over the holidays. It says consumer spending, excluding autos, rose 5.5% to more than $584 billion from early November to Christmas Eve. But still no relief in sight for the housing market. The latest survey of 20 major U.S. cities said home prices dropped in October and will likely continue that trend in 2011. And that is affecting U.S. stocks, which are mixed. At last check, the Dow was up slightly at 11,577, NASDAQ off 4 at 2663. The driving snow ended 2 days ago and the howling winds have now abated, but as Bruce Kahnweiser tells us, the New York metropolitan area is struggling to get back on track.
The backlog of stranded air passengers is slowly being winnowed down, but with more than 4,000 flights canceled at the area's three major airports during the height of the storm, some travelers may be stranded through New Year's. Various rail services are still operating on reduced holiday or Sunday schedules, and road crews continue their battle to clear snow-laden streets across the region. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg defended the city's efforts to clear some 6,000 miles of side streets. He says plowing efforts have been hampered by abandoned vehicles clogging the roadways. Critics say a snow emergency should have been declared sooner. That would have restricted all non-essential travel and reduced the number of stranded vehicles. For NPR News, I'm Bruce Kahnweiser in Greenbrook, New Jersey.
The embattled leader of Ivory Coast, Laurent Gbagbo, is threatening to cut diplomatic ties with any government that recognizes ambassadors named by his political rival. A month after the disputed presidential election, rivals endorsed by most of the world, today West African leaders told Gbagbo that if he won't go voluntarily, he'll go by force. This is NPR News. A harrowing ordeal on Maine's tallest ski mountain today. Strong wind gusts derailed a chairlift at the Sugarloaf Resort, sending skiers falling as far as 30 feet. Several are being treated for injuries. There were more than 200 people on the lift at the time. All are safely on the ground. Fans are mourning the loss of Bernie Wilson, a member of the R&B group Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, which recorded this 1972 hit, If You Don't Know Me By Now. Wilson died Sunday in New Jersey after suffering a stroke and heart attack. He was 64 years old. You should understand. Every year, the Library of Congress adds 25 movies to the National Film Registry. The film selected will be preserved for posterity. More on this from NPR's Netta Ulaby.
Movies from the 1970s were well represented this year. Five of them, including All the President's Men, McCabe and Mrs. Miller, The Exorcist, and Saturday Night Fever. The movies are picked by the Librarian of Congress for cultural, historical, or aesthetic significance, not because they're necessarily the best or the most in need of preservation. Other movies selected this year include a documentary about exercise from 1891, Spike Lee's biography of Malcolm X from 1992, and the 1980 science fiction classic The Empire Strikes Back.
I am the father.
The director of that movie, Erwin Kirshner, died earlier this month. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
This is NPR.